Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Thursday, so it's Quiz of Your Life Day. My guest is Tom Price, the podcaster, the radio presenter, the comedian. So all the questions are very loosely based on Tom's life. Hello, darling Tom Price.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. As usual, there's 15 points across 12 questions. Question number one, your first job was stacking shelves in your hometown Waitrose, in keeping with your middle-class cobbled street cred. So for question number one, which TV chef has a product range at Waitrose?
Ooh. Famous chef. Ah, that's a great question. It's not Jamie Oliver because I think he's attached to just about every other commerce, like Shell and Sainsbury's and all sorts. So I'm going to say, oh, I know who it is. It's Hester Blumenthal.
Of course it is. They went nice and fancy. The correct answer is Hester Blumenthal.
Yes.
Question number two. Your favourite Christmas present was a Nintendo Switch that you bought for yourself after your wife had got you a footstool, which you mistakenly thought was going to be a Nintendo Wii. God, what a Christmas.
True story.
So question number two is, Sword and Shield are the Switch titles of which Nintendo franchise?
Zelda.
Ah.
What?
I'm going to have to take that, and it's incorrect. The correct answer is Pokemon.
Oh, come on. I'm not 16 years old. I don't know about Pokemon.
But you did know Zelda. Question number three. If you had to be an animal, Tom, you said you'd be a tiny, wee, yappy lapdog.
When did I say this?
So for question three, can you spell Chihuahua?
Oh, yes. Lovely. Let's do it. Right. C-H-I.
Correct.
H-U-A. H-U-A.
Correct. That is how you spell Chihuahua.
My eyes were scrunched closed then as I did that. It's the only way I can do that.
Question number four. Your last meal would be Five Guys. Good for you. By which you mean five actual men. So your question number four is, what ingredient is added to a burger patty and bacon to make a California burger?
Is it a pineapple?
Is that your answer?
So hang on, what ingredient is added to a... Oh, maybe it's a mushroom.
What ingredient is added to a burger patty and bacon, and then it suddenly becomes a California burger when this last ingredient is added?
It's either a mushroom or a pineapple, or maybe neither. Or maybe it's Thousand Island dressing. I don't know, Makita. I'm going to stick with pineapple because I'm sure I saw someone having that the other day.
Okay, that's incorrect and sounds absolutely disgusting. Pineapple with a burger and bacon.
Yum.
It's an avocado, which I think sounds delish.
Oh, yes, of course it
absolutely
is.
Absolutely delish. You've made me want to go get Five Guys, so thank you. Mm-hmm. Not that we're promoting things.
Yeah, commission, thank you.
Question number five. According to your Wikipedia page, you once played the PG Tips monkey. But according to the PG Tips monkey's own page, he's always been voiced by Ben Miller.
Lies. That is not true. I did him for a year. Thank you. I will get my lawyers onto that.
That'd be great. In any case, what does the PG in PG Tips stand for?
Oh, I have no idea. Procter & Gamble? Is it Procter & Gamble? No.
That's incorrect. Oh. The correct answer is pregest, as in, you know, before you digest.
Oh, come on. Can I say, no, the greatest challenge of this podcast is not swearing when you tell me answers like that.
That is a very odd... I mean, it's got to be true. We can't lie about what PG Tip stands for, but that's insane.
Apparently they can lie about who does the voice of the monkey, but sure.
This is just a big web of lies, this question. so the correct answer is pregest, as in before you digest. Question number six. You've always wanted to own and run a shop that sells CDs, Tom. You're convinced there's still a market for them. So for question number 6, can you tell me which 80s record store, located in Soho and named after a Velvet Underground song, is the most visited record shop in the world? So it's an 80s record store in Soho, named after a Velvet Underground song, and it is the most visited record shop in the world.
I don't know.
Do you know many record shops? Did you frequent them in
I used to go to Tower Records. I used to go to Our Price. I used to go to Woolworths and get sweets and CDs, two of my favourite things. But this one, it's not Reckless, is it? It's the one off Walker's Court, isn't it? It's the one near Walker's Court.
I'm not sure where it's located, but the correct answer was Sister Ray.
Oh, no, I don't know that.
Sister Ray we were looking for. Question number 7. People say you look like Martin Clunes.
It's true.
So for question 7, what is the name of the fictional Cornish port village where Doc Martin is set?
Oh, it's Port Isaac is where they film it.
But the name of the village is actually fictional.
Okay, I'm not going to know because I've never watched it because I don't like watching myself. So,
fair enough, yeah. It's actually Port Wen. Port Wen is the answer. Port Wen. Dr. Martin fans will know that in a heartbeat. Question number 8. You featured in the Richard Curtis film The Boat That Rocked. So question number 8 is, which other actor and comedian played the breakfast DJ host Simple Simon?
I mean, the problem is that this assumes I've watched it. I know that Chris O'Dowd was one of the main guys in it, so I'm going to say Chris O'Dowd.
Correct. He was. Chris O'Dowd played Simple Simon. He's actually very good in that film.
Yes, he is brilliant.
You own 14 Morrissey t-shirts, Tom. 14.
I've had to put them away now. It's not socially acceptable.
But for question 9, who published Morrissey's autobiography?
Penguin.
Correct answer is Penguin Classics.
Penguin Classics, yeah.
Question number 10. If this COVID situation ever ends, you say you're heading straight to Trafalgar Square to kiss everyone silly.
Yeah, right.
So question number 10 is this. For 1 point, can you name any artist to have had a sculpture erected on the fourth plinth of Trafalgar Square since commissions began in 1999?
I want to say Tracy Emin. I think Tracy Emin had one on there, didn't she? Tracy, have the courage of your convictions, Tom, because it's going to be right. Tracy Emin.
Incorrect.
Cool.
We were looking for... Tracy Emin has actually tried to get on the fourth plinth, but she was beaten by Anthony Gormley, who is on our list, along with Mark Wallinger, Bill Woodrow, Rachel Whitehead, Mark Quinn, Thomas Shute, Yinka Shonibert, Michael Elmgreen and Ingar Dragset, Katharina Fritsch, Hans Hack, David Shrigley, Michael Rakowitz, and Heather Phillipson.
Damn it.
You present a podcast, Tom, called My Mate Bought a Toaster. So question 11 is, for 2 points, can you name 2 of the 4 household appliances that joined the brave little toaster on his adventure in the kids' book, turned into a 1987 film, The Brave Little Toaster?
I mean...
Have you read it? No, I haven't watched it. Did you not read it to your children?
No.
Do you not care about
they've
them?
Got, no, they've got Minecraft, things like that. Yeah. I don't know. 2 electric
so
appliances.
Considering you do, you know, your podcast is all about the sort of ridiculous things people have bought off Amazon, you probably know household appliances better than anyone, so I'd say just name some. Can you name 2 of the 4 household appliances that joined the brave little toaster on his adventure?
Sure. I'm going to say a kettle and a lamp.
Ah, we do have a lamp. I will give you lamp. The lamp was called Lampy.
I love Lampy. Great.
He'll give you 1 point. We have no kettle, but we have an electric blanket called Blanky, a radio called Radio, and a vacuum cleaner called Kirby.
Okay, so why did the vacuum cleaner get his own name? That's my first question. Secondly, who the hell, when a kettle, when there's a toaster going on adventures, who doesn't put a kettle next to it? Everyone knows the kettle and the toaster go together in the corner of the kitchen.
That's a very good point. Yeah. I don't know why you'd need a lamp.
Nonsense.
Anyway, question number 12. You watch a lot of YouTube. You've told us this. We're not telling you. But for 3 points, can you name any 3 of the 10 most watched videos on YouTube? Any 3 of the 10 most watched videos on YouTube?
Well, Gangnam Style. Is that still
that's the most there. Good. That's there. It's number 8. 3.83 billion views.
You know, I was in a video with Billy Piper. I did a sex scene with Billy Piper in Secret Diary of a Cool Girl, and it got to 480 million views.
Oh my God. Add that to YouTube list.
Yep. And then it got taken down by my lawyers.
Oh no. Why?
I don't actually have a lawyer. I didn't take it down. It did get taken down one day, but then someone else put a new one up. So there's a fresher version up there.
Okay,
anyway,
good, good.
Gangnam Style. Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, absolutely, 6.9 billion.
Oh, God, so depressing. This is such a damning state of the world, isn't it? What else is sort of the big YouTube? Charlie Bit My Finger's just too old now, isn't it? That's gone, hasn't it? That can't be in that top 10. Probably a video by someone like Nicki Minaj or someone like that, like some huge mega superstar, Lady Gaga. A Taylor Swift song. There you are, a Taylor Swift song. Can I say that?
You can say that, but it wouldn't be... I'm afraid it wouldn't be correct. We were looking for number one, unbelievably, is Despacito. 7 billion. 7 billion.
I mean, imagine if you were getting a quid every time that were played. You'd get about 7 billion quid.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, 5 billion.
No.
See You Again, Charlie Puth, 4.77 billion.
Oh,
Masher and the Bear. Mm. 4.35 billion. Johnny Johnny Yes Papa, 4.5 billion. Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. There you go. That's a big star. Mm. Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars, Gangnam Style, as you said, and Learning Colors, Colorful Eggs on a Farm.
What?
It's number 9. And number 10, sorry, Justin Bieber. I was wondering where Bieber was.
Yeah, it was the Biebertron. Mm, okay.
Where was the Biebertron? Tom, at the end of the quiz of your life, you have 7 points, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk through your points after this break.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
So quite, I mean, you didn't get massive points on it, but you seem to have quite a lot of knowledge of YouTube videos. Is that the kids or is that you?
Yeah, it's the kids, isn't it? It's the kids. They love you. They love YouTube. And also, I love YouTube because the kids watch YouTube and then they don't talk to me and ask me questions. It's brilliant.
So it's just the best babysitter ever.
It's the best babysitter ever. But thank goodness kids YouTube exists, because every now and again, my eldest manages to go onto proper YouTube and he's sort of watching a video of Minecraft, then suddenly the guy just starts cussing or talking about 5G conspiracies. And I'm like, oh, okay, stop
okay.
there, thank you.
Is YouTube for kids new?
Yeah, since you were a kid, yeah.
Okay.
It is newish, I think. I don't want to be either positive or negative about it. It exists.
It exists, thank you. Nice and impartial. Thank you very much, Tom Price.
Thank you.
Right, if you want more Tom Price, you have options. Death of a Sports Star is a very good sports podcast he presents. Check that out. Or try My Mate Bought a Toaster. We're back tomorrow with Random Friday. And I don't even know the topics yet. It could be about Woody Allen or Woody from Toy Story. So if you're listening while doing your click and collect order or just having 15 minutes by yourself, let's do it all again tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.